When I wake up, the other side of the bed is cold. My fingers stretch out seeking Prim's warmth, but finding only the rough canvas cover of the mattress. She must have had bad dreams and climbed in with our mother. Of course she did. This is the day of the reaping. I prop myself up on one elbow. There's enough light in the bedroom to see them. My little sister Prim, curled up on her side, cocooned in my mother's body, their cheeks pressed together. In sleep, my mother looks younger. Still warm, but not so beaten down. Prim's face is fresh as a raindrop, as lovely as the primrose from which she was named. My mother was very beautiful once. Or so they tell me. My dearest mother, Jamie went up this morning. It really was dreadful. We were half afraid she would not be able to go at all. A new man developed alarming symptoms and the doctor was puzzled to know whether he was in for rheumatic fever or spotted fever. And all of us who had been near were vigorously sprayed with the antidote. By the way, the Zeppelins came over in our direction. At least one did, and the Zeppelin hooter at Aldershot sounded the alarm at 1:50. You can imagine how thrilled we were. But they never actually came over us, but were at Frimley. A free bird leaps on the back of the wind and floats downstream till the current ends and dips his wing in the orange sun rays and dares to claim the sky. But a bird that stalks down his narrow cage can seldom see through his bars of rage. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing.